954 DTY, what's doing, Patrick?
Trying not to get run over in this traffic.
It is insane. Where are you at?
I'm on Locust Hill Road, right there where 101 crosses.
On Locust Hill Road, too.
CLX on the I-85 Speedway.
It's not a parking lot, Mike.
In the direction I'm going.
You're on Locust Hill Road also?
I just turned off right now.
Got here is crazy this time of day.
I'm taking like the back road, like Locust Hill. I take a State Park Road towards my house. Today.
It went pretty good. I'm glad it's almost over. I got one more stop if they're still there.
The shop you're going to is right on Locust Hill?
It's right off of Locust Hill and I can't remember the name of that other road up there.
You're talking about. Well, cool. Well, what was going on yesterday? You were out so late. Did you just have that many stops?
No, we had our monthly get-together.
Okay. Sweet. For Matco?
Yeah, we christened the new distributor in real well. It was his first day on the route, and we brought him into the fold and took care of him there, and it was pretty funny.
That story probably off the radio, but that sounds like a lot of fun.
Christen him like the guys did at the coal mine I worked at when I was going off to get married. They christened me with all sorts of grief.
I'll let him know what he can really expect instead of the daydream that Matco and the trainer he had with him was trying to tell him.
That's so cool. Well, you had me worried. I was like, I thought maybe you had broke down or something.
The truck, but mentally I'm broke down.
Yesterday when I was when we were talking on the phone, I was headed to my CPA for my tax stuff. So that was painful.
That bad now. And I appreciate you passing that information along. I passed it on to the customer that was looking for somebody. And Mike, don't let us leave you out.
Interesting. You might be interested in on the weekend. I got brave and I updated the Pi-Star software on my hotspot. Looks like a champ, and in fact, the audio sounds better.
The update released.
From 3 years ago, so I used the October update.
Okay, well, mine's already got it.
Caution, though, I ordered a couple 8 megabyte micro SD cards off of Amazon for $10. And wrote it on, imaged it onto a new card. That way, I got the old one in case it messed up.
Don't blame you for that. The government is lightening your wallet for you. Is that what you're saying?
They can to make sure I don't have too much money in my account. So, but it's all right, I guess. But they can take too much this year. I didn't make that much. I like how they give you the child tax credit, you know, because I got kids. And then they kind of penalize you for it at the end of the year. So that was a sweet little treat they gave me.
Any credits anymore. No child, no house payment, nothing. All I do is give them money.
You extra food costs now, do you?
Kids are in the house, they eat me out of house and home.
Thanks for riding with me right now.
On his own almost a year now, and he's a rude awakening of what life really cost.
We told ours they'd come back and eat any time, but they'll just have to tip their mom.
Your mind will always be welcome at the house, but I pray he never has to come back.
you don't want them to have to come back, but they're welcome to come back. So I'm with you. But anyways, I just heard it on the radio, and I just turned it on, so I thought I'd say hi.
Spend some time with your boys and your family, and be careful out there.
You can see a bunch of crazy maniacs out there, but anyway, 73, you have a good one, and maybe I'll talk to you later tonight.
73, take care. KO4 HKX.
KI4 DTY, I'm clear.
What kind of trouble did you call today?
Hey, yeah.
KO4 HKX. I think Mike might have got a phone call.
How you doing today?
Over. One more stop if they're there and in the drive home.
Today.
Yesterday. I got home about 10:30 last night.
It's too late. Settled in before bedtime.
I don't like doing that, but I got to having too much fun last night at the Matco group gathering. We had a new distributor come in, and it was his first day on the route, and it was our monthly meeting, so he'd come over, and it was interesting, let's put it that way.
So a little bonding at work. I mean, that way everybody works better together.
That's what makes it happen better.
9 in the area now?
Yes, sir.
Is there a max number, or do they keep shrinking the sizes, or what? How do they keep adjusting for that?
You can squeeze the correct amount of head count in, they will keep putting them in.
With that, that just lets you cover more businesses, right?
But it also makes it stressful for us, too, with routes shrinking sometimes, finding a place to go without running over top of somebody.
KN4 TFW.
Hey, Ken, you and Andrew carry on for a few minutes. I pulled in here to the last stop, and they're still there, so I'm going to run in right quick. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear for a minute.
How you doing this evening, Ken?
Yeah, doing pretty good. Headed back from going out to get something to eat with Mama.
All good?
Mexican restaurant there in Taylor is called El Matador. You ever been?
Although right now, unfortunately, trying to watch my carbs, so Mexican is pretty much off the table.
Fat-free.
That's a little bit of that for the cholesterol, but just trying to cut back on my sugars and carbs and, lose a little bit of weight.
Best Mexican around, and if you ever get a chance to try it.
An authentic Mexican, or do they still have the menu with all the combos and stuff on
it? Yeah, with the combos on it, but you can get pretty much whatever you want, but it's been there since, like, the early 60s.
Right, then.
Even 25 hours a week.
No, run that few of hours and run for that many years.
And, like, I don't know, 4 to 9, 4 to close, Tuesday through Saturday.
That there is a nice kid. I've added, busy for the most part. Right now we're having to do the yearly reviews with the associates, and that just takes some time to sit down with each one.
Since you just moved to a new area, isn't it?
So the last manager over the area did them all. And I have to keep telling people, because it's very generic. Everybody does them different. So they're all just very, very generic. And I have to tell them, I'm like, I'm sorry. This is not the way I would do them, but this is the way they're done. So, you just have to take whatever score you get.
I'm about to swing in here, pick up some fuel while it's still 348. It's the other station across the road went up to 369 already.
Oh, if you save that kind of money.
Most of the pumps look like they might be bagged. Maybe not.
Went up. They don't have any fuel to sell.
That gas station over there by Highway 80, it went up 20 cents today.
That just keeps me keeping me from buying stuff I don't need to buy. I need to spend it on fuel.
Hey, give me a minute. I'll be back. KN4 TFW.
Standing by. Copy, 4HI, just for a quick signal check. New antenna here.
4CEF, you sounding pretty good. Maybe a little bit of white noise in the background, but I'm in the truck, so it's loud enough anyway, but I can copy you fine.
And Seneca with a little magmite antenna on my workbench. So, hey, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a beautiful day today.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can enjoy a little bit of the day, what's left of it, whenever I get home.
I took a walk with the dog, and she enjoyed it, I enjoyed it, in a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. Yep. Spring's coming.
They're saying it's 78 degrees. It's hard to believe.
It's a storage building, a storage garage, part of a package deal on the apartment, and it's just full of ham stuff. No, it's full of stuff ready for our house. We're building a house up here in Seneca. Got a few more months yet to go, but pretty soon we'll be living in life of luxury.
I've always been nervous about pulling the trigger on trying to build my own home. I've heard horror stories about it, and then I've heard other people that were glad they did it.
Second time living up here in Oconee County. First time we built a house on Lake Hartwell, and we sold that. We built that in 93 and lived in it for about 12 years, and then my government job started making us move around a lot. So later on we sold it, and we were living in South Florida and decided we wanted to get back to the Four Seasons. And so far they've been all good.
Name here's Andrew. Yeah, I've been around here all my life. I've considered moving before, but it's not something I'm really drawn to. I think about it here and there, but I like the area we live in. You got the mountains, you got the beach, within a couple hours drive, so really it's a good area, I believe.
Just for work, really see a lot of the United States and Central and South America and Caribbean, and I come to one conclusion. If you have the right attitude, there's no better place than living in America, including even Manhattan, but that takes a special kind of breed of person.
Imagine, one place overseas I've been so far was Germany for work, and it was definitely an experience, and kind of open your eyes a little bit to what you actually have here. I mean, it was a good experience. I mean, I would love to go back, and I probably will eventually, but, it definitely can be different.
$17.
Whenever I fill up again, I'll be lucky if the pump don't cut me off. I'll have to do it all over again. I was talking to Bruce. I don't know what happened to him. He was in there and dropped out on me.
For a minute or two. And I know they're supposed to release some reserve oil to make the price go down. And I see the cost of a barrel of oil went up $7 to like $112.
That we have in the reserve is a drop in a bucket compared to what we go through per day. I mean, I think we go through a couple hundred million a day, and there's only like 700 million in the whole reserve.
Diesel fuel over there by Highway 80 and 29 was 360 something, just so you know.
Well, that, because it's about 399 up here. I'm going by the Shell station now. I'm trying to see, 380 something. So maybe I'll get lucky. I might save a little bit of money.
And I guess it's lime, and it was $3.99.
That's longer before the diesel goes over the $4 mark. I think unleaded regular probably right behind it.
get any premium there at that Highway 80. It was like $4.40.
Premium fuel, you're going to have to take a loan out.
The cars now, they can just run on the regular old gas. We got rid of our premium users.
I thought about my lease car. I got to run mid-grade in it. Man, that hurts. It's bad when the diesel is cheaper than mid-grade.
For to drive the truck, right?
It's just if the difference is enough, it turns out to be cheaper driving the truck.
BMW over in Europe shut down because I guess they get some parts out of the Ukraine, and it ain't look like that's going to happen anytime soon.
I heard one of the Germans talking yesterday. They're going to be shut down at least all next week in several of the plants due to not being able to get parts out of Ukraine. And, you know, that ain't going to improve anytime soon.
Got an alternate source. I just ain't seeing that happening for a few months, or if it happens any this year.
I don't know if it'll affect us or not. I mean, it may affect some of our Tier 2 and Tier 3 suppliers, but it might take a little while for the impact to hit.
Mud house, so I'm going to say 73, but I'll be back on HD here in about 10 minutes with the dog, so I'll try to catch up with you guys later. KN4 TFW.
73, I ain't far from the house now, but I'll be jumping out here in a little bit. But good talking to you this evening. You know, and the wife have a good evening, and either we'll talk to you here in a little bit, or we'll talk to you in the morning. KO4C, and I'll be standing by.
KO4HKX, I'm back. Andrew.
What?
On the bill today.
Repo any tools today.
Don't have to do much of that anyway. I've only done it like 3 or 4 times in 7 years.
I was joking, and I didn't think that was really a thing, but I guess it would be if they didn't pay a bill.
A lot of guys have a lot of problem with it. I'm fortunate enough to not have much problem with it.
But to have to walk into a dealership or a mechanic, tell them, hey, y'all haven't paid your bill, I'm going to need you to hand me your tools. Get them back.
Something that sneaks up on them. We generally are telling them, you know, weeks ahead of time, months ahead of time before it happens, and try to work with them and try to help them, and some of them just don't want to listen, don't want to do what the right thing is.
But I guess I can understand it nowadays. Which I would say the mechanic's probably busier than anything because people want to keep their cars going because you can't afford a new one.
Paul's got more work than they can do. He's getting parts to do it.
Definitely see that. That's a problem for everybody.
You could have within an hour or two, now taking a day or two, and then stuff that took a day or two is now out to a week or two, and so forth, and it's just getting steadily worse.
Ken was asking me about some of our other plants. They're being shut down for a week just to, because they can't get parts out of Ukraine. And it's just one thing right after the other.
We'll fix to that anytime soon.
KB2H access.
Quick call sign again. I'll tell you what.
KN4 TSW.
I'm sorry, Patrick. I just want to get a quick radio check. I just put my new antenna up. I'm checking the. I'm hearing the repeater like 6S units higher than what it did before. So I think I did the right thing.
Good. KO4HKX.
Put the Diamond X200A. Now it's going to go tighten everything down, push it back up into place another 6 or so feet, and we should be good. You guys continue. I'm sorry to break in. KB2HXS. See y'all later.
Got a phase. You can't slow it down.
Too much coffee today.
7-3, Dave. Have a good one.
In the house and run right back out.
I'm going to let you stay in there long without taking her for a walk. She'll be all over you.
Today, ain't you, Ken?
Not to eat and that, and we came back, and now we're walking the dog.
I thought I heard you on the radio earlier, but I could have been hearing things.
Yeah.
But they just projected to be shut down a week. They think this is going to be over that quick?
German plants, but, you know, I don't know if they got a alternative plan or maybe they got some other suppliers they might be able to reach out to. I don't know. We've managed to scathe through a lot of things lately, so who knows what they got up their sleeve now.
It's so long, you can rob Peter to pay Paul.
Exactly right. That's why I think we had our issues where we had to shut down, because we had been pulling from all the other plants, and, you know, it's gotten to the point where they need to produce cars, too, so we had to start sharing again. Driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3, and I might actually try to walk the dog. I need to, but I don't know if I'm that motivated as Ken is. So, I'm going to say 7-3. Maybe I'll talk to you in a little bit, but otherwise it'll be in the morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have a good evening.
Have a good one. If you need to borrow my dog, I can let you borrow.
It wasn't a bad, but I'm glad it's over.
That one. And Chad wondered why you wanted to know if you drove one of those.
After you told me, and he just kind of laughed about it and went on.
First thing he said when he saw me this morning, he's like, so who'd you talk to on the radio? I said, yeah, a guy out of Campobello, Chad Hightower. Chad Hightower? He's like, man, I went to school with a kid named Chad Hightower. And it's like, hey, there can't be two of them in Campobello, surely.
Handle that, much less Campobello. He's probably in his monkey suit right about now.
Tonight, right?
The rehearsal dinner is tonight.
Well, with big crowds, did they?
Fan of it. Neither am I, but you learn to deal with it for family.
Beautiful day today or what?
Yes, it was. It is beautiful. That's why I'm glad I get to spend quite a bit of time outside enjoying the day.
I travel from place to, from, you know, building to building, you get to be outside, so that's really nice.
One of the good things about this job, except for when it's raining, that's not so much fun then.
It's rain till next week, isn't it?
I don't think so, but I hadn't looked. Anything more than 3 days out, I don't pay it much attention anyway.
Right, I was thinking I need to get my kayak out on the lake this weekend. Permit and try it out.
Yeah, I'm working around the house this weekend. Well, she let me have the antenna party last weekend, so I can't say a whole lot.
Video contest this weekend, you got to be on the radio.
I don't even have an HF antenna up right now.
I've
got to get some more coax and then I can put it back up.
The wireman and pick some up. Just don't drive your truck up there.
Yeah, that's what everybody tells me, and that's the reason I can't get by there.
Can't get down the road he lives on.
Doesn't do well on rough roads. The suspension's too soft and wobbly on it.
And full TSW. My shoe race was untied and it was hard to hold the dog and radio and tie it.
Not much. Miss Susan with you?
Not myself. She probably will a little bit this summer, but not right now. But she still had on her dress clothes from work and that. But yeah, the road that place is on is really narrow. I mean, I went down through there and it kept getting narrower and narrower. Finally, I thought I was lost, and I stopped and called, and I was like 150 yards from the driveway. But then when you go up the driveway, man, it's really steep, and that sucker makes a hard left turn. I'm talking about a serious hard left turn. It's probably 110-degree left turn.
Can trailer they got up there then.
But it's, when you go up there, it's like, man, I know the UPS guy makes it up there, but his truck's a little smaller than yours.
It keeps keying the repeater by accident, or somebody else trying to come in?
Trying to come in.
Guess we give them time, but maybe they'll try again.
Found something dead in the weeds there and thought that she had to have it like she didn't never eat before.
Hey, you think she's starving to death? Every time there's food anywhere or anything, she's on it. I mean, I see how she could eat any more than she does.
The table, when she's got a whole bowl full of food that I just put out there, she's got to wait till so you get all done eating and see what you might give her before she eats her.
Hotel India? Last calling station, all I got was Hotel India.
Yeah. Check, different antenna. I'm here in Seneca. It's W4HI.
On my end, you got just a little bit of white noise, but perfectly readable.
Save me $50 or $75 buying another antenna. Thanks a lot. W4HI clear.
Anytime. Glad to help. KO4HKX.
Weeds, Andrew. Yeah,
what's your name? It's Andrew.
Yeah, I barely figured it out, but he's way down in there for me.
Decided to go for a walk with the dog.
He's gonna think that he's gotta get one of them anytime.
Time to do it.
Not at all about this radio. It's a really good radio.
I mean, yes, it's made in China, but that radio actually functions really well.
And Mount Mitchell with the rubber duck, that's doing pretty good. Which one?
I'm pretty sure it's 7, but I could be wrong.
Start reprogramming on it and put some other stuff in here.
That's where I use my hotspot for everything.
Yeah.
Well, earlier today about that, and he said he's having a hard time getting the parts to do it now.
Going up that hill, right?
No, not really.
I generally get up to the top of the mountain. I'm usually doing between 50 and 55, which is the speed limit.
Struggle on that hill.
Standing by.
7-3, have a good evening. KO4 HK.